श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 62 एंटाइटल्ड मीटिंग ऑफ उषा एंड अनिरुद्ध टेक्स्ट 1 श्रीराजोवाच बाणस्य तनयामुषाम् उपयेमे यदुत्तमः तत्र युद्धम् अभूत् घोरम् हरिशङ्करयोर्महत् एतत् सर्वम् महायोगिम् समाख्यातुम् त्वमर्हसि श्रीराजोवाच बाणस्य तनयामुषा उपयेमे यदुत्तमः तत्र युद्धम् अभूत् घोरम् हरिशङ्करयोर्महत् एतत् सर्वम् महायोगिम् समाख्यातुम् त्वमर्हसि श्रीराजोवाच बाणस्य तनयामुषाम् उपयेमे यदुत्तमः तत्र युद्धम् अभूत् घोरम् हरिशङ्करयोर्मह एतत् सर्वम् महायोगिम् समाख्यातुम् त्वमर्हसि सर्वं महायोगी माख्यातुं त्वमर्हसि बाणस्य तनयामुषा उपयेमे यदुत्तमः तत्र युद्धम् अभूत् घोरम् हरिशङ्करयोर्महान् एतत् सर्वम् महायोगी समाख्यातुम् त्वमर्हसि माताजी बाणस्य तनयामुषा उपयेमे यदुत्तमः तत्र युद्ध अभूत् घोरम् श्रीराज उवाच द किंग परीक्षित महाराज सेड बाणस्य ऑफ द डीमन बाण तनयाम द डॉटर उषाम नेम्ड उषा उपयेमे मैरिड यदु उत्तमः द बेस्ट ऑफ द यदुस अनिरुद्ध तत्र इन कनेक्शन विद दैट युद्धम अ बैटल अभूत अकर्ड घोरम फियरसम हरिशंकरयोः बिटवीन लॉर्ड हरि कृष्णा एंड लॉर्ड शंकर लॉर्ड शिव महत ग्रेट एतत् दिस सर्वम ऑल महायोगिन ओ ग्रेट मिस्टिक समाख्यातुम टू एक्सप्लेन त्वम यू अर्हसि डिजर्व ट्रांसलेशन किंग परीक्षित सेड द बेस्ट ऑफ द यदूज मैरिड बाणासुरस डॉटर उषा एंड एज अ रिजल्ट अ ग्रेट फियरसम बैटल अकर्ड बिटवीन लॉर्ड हरि एंड लॉर्ड शंकर प्लीज एक्सप्लेन एवरीथिंग अबाउट दिस इंसिडेंट ओ मोस्ट पावरफुल ऑफ मिस्टिक्स The nature of this world is we see Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva fighting. One time His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj made a very interesting statement. He said the test of an institution, the maturity of an organization is judged by the fact that not that there are no conflicts, but how we maturely deal with it. So we will find here there is going to be a battle between Krishna and the Supreme Vaishnava Lord Shiva. Situations turned like that, and what happened, and then how it was resolved, all is well that ends well. That's what Bhagavatam is about. So I don't want to give my purport. Let's go till there is a purport. So text two is a big one. Shukadeva Goswami said, Bana was the oldest of the 100 sons fathered by the great saint Bali Maharaj, who gave the whole earth in charity to Lord Hari when he appeared as Vamandev. Banasura, born from Bali's semen, became a great devotee of Lord Shiva. His behavior was always respectable, and he was generous, intelligent, truthful, and firm in his vows. The beautiful city of Shonitapura was under his dominion. Because Lord Shiva had favored him, the very demigods waited on Banasura like menial servants. Once, when Shiva was dancing his Tandava Nritya, Bana especially satisfied the Lord by playing a musical accompaniment with his 1,000 arms. Text 3. The Lord and Master of all created beings, the compassionate refuge of his devotees, gladdened Banasur by offering him the benediction of his choice. Bana chose to have him, Lord Shiva, as the guardian of his city. Text 4. Banasur was intoxicated with his strength. One day, when Lord Shiva was standing beside him, Banasura touched the Lord's lotus feet with his helmet, which shone like the sun, and spoke to him as follows. Text 5. This is Banasura's word. Namasye Tvam Mahadeva Lokanam Gurumishwaram Pumsamapurna Kamanam Kamapura Mahangripam. Banasura said, O Lord Mahadev, I bow down to you, the spiritual master and controller of the worlds. You are like the heavenly tree that fulfills the desires of those whose desires are unfulfilled. Text 6. Doho sahasram tvaya dattam param bharayame bhavat त्रिलोक्याम प्रतियोद्धारम न लभे त्वदृते समम। ट्रांसलेशन, दीज 1,000 आर्म्स यू हैव बेस्टोड अपॉन मी हैव बिकम मियरली ए हैवी बर्डन। बिसाइड्स यू आई फाइंड नो वन इन द 3 वर्ल्ड्स वर्दी टू फाइट। Purport. According to the Acharyas, Banasura's subtle implication here is this. And what is that? And so when I have defeated you, Lord Shiva, my world conquest will be complete and my desire for battle satisfied. Meri billi mujh pe meow. So generally they call it. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि वांशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तम् हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। द समरी ऑफ दिस चैप्टर इज गिवन, आई वुड लाइक टू जस्ट रीड इट आउट। दिस चैप्टर रिकाउंट्स द मीटिंग ऑफ अनिरुद्ध एंड उषा and also Aniruddha's battle with Banasura. Of the 100 sons of King Bali, the oldest was Banasura. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, who favored Bana so much that even demigods like Indra would serve him. Banasura once satisfied Shiva by playing musical instruments with his 1,000 hands while Shiva danced his Tandava Nritya. In response, Shiva offered Bana whatever benediction he chose, and Bana asked Shiva to become the guardian of his city. One day, when Bana was feeling an urge to battle, he told Lord Shiva, "Except for you in the whole world, there is no warrior strong enough to fight me. Therefore, these 1,000 arms you have given me are merely a heavy burden." Angered by these words, Lord Shiva replied, "Your pride will be crushed in battle when you meet my equal. Indeed, your chariot flag will fall to the ground broken." Banasura's daughter Usha once had an encounter with a lover in her sleep. Several nights in a row this occurred, until one night she failed to see him in her dreams. She suddenly awoke, speaking aloud to him in a state of agitation. But when she noticed her maid servants around her, she felt embarrassed. Usha's companion Chitralekha asked her who she had been addressing, and Usha told her everything. Hearing of Usha's dream lover, Chitralekha tried to relieve her friend's distress by drawing pictures of Gandharvas and other celestial personalities, as well as various men of Vrishni dynasty. Chitralekha asked Usha to pick out the man she had been seen in her dreams, and Usha pointed to the picture of Aniruddha. Chitralekha, who had mystic powers, knew at once that the young man her friend had pointed out was Lord Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha. Then, using her mystic powers, Chitralekha flew through the sky to Dwarka, found Aniruddha, and brought him back with her to Shonitapura, Banasur's capital. There she presented him to Usha. Having obtained the man of her desires, Usha began serving him very affectionately within her private quarters, which were supposed to be strictly off limits to men. After some time, the female guards of the inner palace noticed symptoms of sexual activity on Usha's person, and they went to Banasur to inform him. Greatly disturbed, Banasur rushed to his daughter's apartment with many armed guards, and to his great surprise saw Aniruddha there. As the guards attacked him, Aniruddha took up his club and succeeded in killing few before the powerful Bana could capture him with his mystic Nagapasha ropes, filling Usha with lamentation. This particular chapter has a lot of this and the next chapter, two chapters, 62 and 63, where there is a fight between Krishna and Lord Shiva. Shiva, the guardian of the city of Bana, and Krishna comes because Bana has captured Aniruddha, his grandson. There is a fight. This is of great interest to those, this is called Usha Pranaya. And to those who want to present some dance themes, there are so many wonderful themes for dance. So this is one very favorite theme for dancers, because there is so many emotions, very conjugal emotions, virya ras, all kind of rasas are there, you know, rasamalayam. So especially for dancers to express these navarasas, this is a very favorite topic. One of my niece, this time I had gone home and suddenly she's telling, you please give me, I want to read Bhagavatam. I was about to jump off my chair. I said, wow, this is what I've been thinking. And she herself is requesting, you read Bhagavatam, right? I want Bhagavatam. I said, sure, I'll get you the whole thing. Hanuman was asked something. He said, I'll get the whole mountain. I'll get the whole 12 cantos. No, I want only two chapters. What is that for? She's a, you know, Kuchipudi dancer. She's done her arangetram, it's like graduation. First public performance with the blessings of Guru and all that. And so, she says, now my Guru has asked me to do this presentation. So I want to know about. She's gone to this Puran, that Puran. Google Puran also. And then, she's come out with this and then she's going to present it. She's asking me some very technical questions, which forced me to go to Bhagavatam again. So this is very fresh in my mind because I did a lot of research in understanding all the finer details. Padma Puran says exactly how Krishna shot, what exactly happened to Lord Shiva, you know, how he kind of illusioned him. Shiva was yawning, you know, one astra Krishna released and Lord Shiva became just yawning. So he didn't do anything. And while yawning, he did all the other tasks. Krishna did all the tasks. Anyway, so there is some tidbit of this particular chapter. These two chapters are very exciting. It has all the wonderful emotions, all the adventure, you know, especially to young hearts. But the amazing thing is it all was resolved in a very wonderful way. So this particular verse that we are reading today. Banasura is telling, O Lord Mahadev, I bow down to you, the spiritual master and controller of the worlds. You are like the heavenly tree that fulfills the desires of those whose desires are unfulfilled. You are like Kamadhenu. These 1,000 arms you have bestowed upon me have become merely a heavy burden. Because besides you, I find no one in the three worlds worthy to fight. So two things that kind of came to my mind as soon as I saw this was these two words. One is the word and another one is the intention. The Acharyas bring out the intention of Banasura. So the word, Toho Sahasram Toya Dattam Param Bharaya Me Abhavat. Param Bhara. That benediction has become a curse, a burden to me. The Lord Shiva's benediction has become a curse to Banasura. And from the intent we understand, what is the intention, what Banasura's subtle implication here is this: and so when I have defeated you, Lord Shiva, my world conquest will be complete and my desires for battle satisfied. So one thing is, so two things I thought I will kind of share some thoughts. One is about the concept of burden. What exactly is burden? When something becomes burdensome. And the second is about what exactly is gratitude. So, when does something become a burden? When it is of no use to us. Sometimes in some garage you see one old model standing there of a vehicle. Tire punctured, all the four tires are punctured. And a lot of dust collecting. You don't feel like disposing of. At the same time it is occupying a lot of space. So much maintenance, no use. No maintenance but still a lot of space. Then it becomes a burden. So the first thing is, whenever or when something has finished its use, then it becomes burdensome. You're carrying a lot of dabbas of food and all that. After you eat it, after you drink the water, the bottle, the boxes, why did I carry so much? Now it becomes a burden. Before it, that was hope-giving. Whenever you see the dabba and the bottle, yeah, good picnic we are going to have. But after picnic, mujhe hi kyun uthana hai, dusre kyun nahi uthate? So, when something is not useful or when it has served its purpose, things become a burden. Our body becomes a burden after some time because it is no more serving its purpose. Maintenance becomes more difficult than its utility. So that is one burden. That's why people feel, you know, especially in old age, people, the last thing they want to be is to become burden to someone. This thing is so deep, and therefore we have to deal with them in a very, very careful way, because they're already feeling it. It's like a string which is already in strain, and you just tong, which just goes on ringing, you know. It's already strained, and you touch it. No, it's not. I didn't intend it. Yeah, I know, I'm a burden now. A cow that is no more giving milk. Cultured society releases it. An uncultured society may send it to a slot only. Get something out of it. So, then it becomes either, you know, a cultured way you send him to an old age home or something. Otherwise, then take care. So, this is one kind of burden. If the utility is already over, and then it becomes a burden. Second, even time factor sometimes makes things burdensome. I can hold 2 kilos for 2 minutes, okay. But after 3 minutes, bojha bad gaya. If a guest stays beyond expectation, he had written in the letter that, I'm coming for 2 days. And now it is 2 months. So then a person becomes, starts feeling the burden of it. So utility factor, the time factor, when we have some expectations from someone. Oh, this is my child, and my thing, and this is my this. We have a lot of expectations. And forget about the expectations not being fulfilled, but goes against the very expectations. Then that thing becomes a burden. In the 8th chapter of the first canto, where Kunti Devi is offering her prayers to Lord Krishna, she says a very beautiful verse as to why Krishna you descend. So many people say so many reasons why you descend. But one reason, she says, Bharavataranani anye bhuvo nava ivo dadhau sidantya bhuri bharena jatohi atma bhuvarthita. Bharavatar, some people say that Bharavataranaya, to remove the burden of Mother Earth, anye, some people feel that the Lord descended to remove the burden of Mother Earth. Bharavataranaya anye. How? What kind of a burden? Bhuvaha, of Mother Earth. Like what? Nava iva udadhau. Like a boat which is laden with a lot of weight. Especially in North India, if you see the buses or these tempos, you can imagine what Mother Earth must be feeling. Sometimes it's a little bit and it'll tip off. Everyone is hanging everywhere, all over. So, bhuvo nava, if anything is overloaded, very common in India, you see that. Vehicle overloaded. Its capacity is 2 ton and 8 ton is put on top. And still there are some, something can be hanging somewhere here and there. So, like a boat laden with extra burden. Bhuvo nava ivo dadhau. Then, sidantya. Mother Earth was suffering because of so much of burden that she was feeling. Sidantya, bhuri bharena. Too much burden. And then, she went to Lord Brahma, her immediate authority. Brahma said, I can't handle this. Let's go to the only one person who can actually remove this. That's Krishna. And then Krishna came and did the needful. Actually, after Krishna killed all the 18 Akshoini of the Kauravas and Pandavas, another burden that came on his head was about the Yadus. And therefore, he devised a plan to remove that burden also. That was another type of burden. They will go mad after I leave. And they are so powerful, if they go mad, somebody powerful, he goes mad, then very dangerous. Simple person goes mad, when a small man goes mad, they say, madman. But when big person goes mad, very eccentric. A refined way of telling he's a crazy guy. So, that time the Lord Himself has to come. Now, why does Mother Earth feel the burden of human beings? All the human beings put together cannot compare to Himalayan mountain. Cannot compare to the Pacific Ocean. There are so many buildings, there are so many mountains, so many rivers, so many oceans on the planet. She doesn't feel burdened. Why few human beings become a burden to Mother Earth? Because when everyone is situated in their own dharma, then it is not a burden. When they are not situated in their dharma, then they become a burden. Dharma is expected. Dharmo hi tesham adhiko visheshu. Dharmena hina. All other species, by default, they work in their dharma. The ocean will always serve its dharma. It has its limit. It will never cross its limit. The cow will die but not eat meat. The tiger will die but not eat grass. They are all following their dharma. Trees follow their dharma. Wherever you plant them, they grow exactly their size, regular size. Suddenly weather is very nice, let me grow extra. 18 times more than what I get. No, they are happy, they are regular size. Everyone, all other species behave exactly what they are supposed to behave. They follow their dharma. Except one species. Which does anything and justifies in the name of dharma. And that's why the father has to come down. Hey, you ask, come on, get up. Beat up and everything. Go to sleep. Dharma samsthapanardhaya sambhavami yuge. So, when does human being become a burden? During the time of Varahadeva's appearance, this also same thing happened. Hiranyaksha exploited Mother Earth and she had gone down. Overweight, overburdened, and therefore she had sunk because of that burden. And Varahadev came and effortlessly picked up and put it back in her original position. Varahadev's another name is Yajnamurti. He's called Yajnamurti. What is the principle of Yajna? He is personification of Yajna. This world, Krishna says, is running because of Yajna. The day Yajna stops, everything will collapse. And what is Yajna? Yajna means, very simply put, one aspect of understanding, there are many understandings, but one aspect is, you are receiving something, you have to give back what you have received. When you receive more and give less to the society, you are a burden. When you take less but give more, you are an asset. Who is an asura? Asura doesn't mean having horns on the head, teeth protruding out, eating human beings. Not one type of rakshasas. But asura becomes a burden because he takes more and justifies not giving perfectly. What is the proof that a person is asura? Very easy. None of us may feel we are asuras. Banasura. Very bad. Very bad. What about the Banasura in us, the Ravana in us, the Hiranyakashipu in us, the Kumbhakarna in us, the Hiranyaksha in us? It's all there. It's all there. So, when we take more and give less, the test is, when that person is away from the scene, are people feeling relieved? अच्छा हुआ ये गया सरदर्द था ये सोच रहे थे कब मरेगा कब जाएगा कब रिटायर होगा then that means that person was a burden when the person leaves we feel the burden अरे यार क्या बोझा उठा के रखा था अभी हमारे ऊपर आ गया then that is a devi a demigod is that person very simple when you die how many cry This is a test. Whether we are asuras or whether we are suras. Dhenuka was like that. In Talwan, beautiful fragrance of ripened fruits. They would fall. They would rot. He would not eat, but he wouldn't allow anyone to come and eat. And therefore, when Balaram killed, everyone felt relieved. There was a picnic. Any time we hear in Bhagavatam, in Ramayana, in Mahabharata, I used to read for the Gurukul children, you know, Mahabharata stories. As soon as a demon was killed, they would say, "Abhi wo pushpavrishti hoga na?" Demigods came and did pushpavrishti, sages came and sang, Gandharvas sang, Apsaras danced, celebration! Every time Krishna kills a demon, celebration goes on. This is a test. Are we a burden? Are we an asset? Or are we a liability? So we receive so much from the society. It is described in the Mahabharata when Maharaj Pandu is cursed by Kindama Rishi. Kindama Rishi transformed himself into a deer and he was uniting with his wife in the form of a deer. And that time, unknowing who it is, actually Maharaj Pandu shot an arrow. And actually, that was Kindama Rishi. And he formed that, came back to the Rishi form and he cursed. Now, there was no wrong in him killing an animal. A Kshatriya, sometimes he might do that, engage, because he has to protect the citizens. And therefore, sometimes he may have to do that, running targets to shoot like that. But then, during the act of union, that's exactly why even Valmiki cursed the hunter who shot an arrow when these birds were having loving union. So he said, when you unite with your wife, you will die. So therefore he said, if I'm not going to unite and I'm not going to have children, what is the point in me being the king? So he left his kingdom and went into the forest and started living there. He said, all right, I might as well live like this. A vanaprastha. So he was living like that. But then, after some time, there was a burden on his head. The burden of responsibility. Sometimes you wonder why these kings are so particular about having a child, having a santana hi hai. He very beautifully explains, Rinais chaturbhi jayante sanyukta manava bhuvi pitra devo Rishir Manujai Deyam Tebhyasth Dharmatah. That Rinais Chaturbhihi Samyuktah Jayante Manava Bhuvi. Rinais Chaturbhihi. There are four kinds of debt you are born with. Debt is a burden, isn't it? If you don't pay the debt, it's heavy, bearing so much heavy weight on you. So Rinais Chaturbhihi Samyuktah. When you take birth, already four rin is already there on you. You can't say, nay, I'm a self-made man. You didn't drop from the sky. Just to bring you to this world, so much endeavor has happened. So much expectation, so much hope. How foolish to think that I'm a self-made man. I don't need anyone. Rinais chaturbhihi jayan sanyukta. Jayante manava bhuvi. As soon as a human being is born on this, touches this earth, already he has four debts. What is that? Pitru. Pitru run, Deva run, Rishi run, and Manujai run. Tebhyascha dharmatah. Etani tu yathakalam yo na buddhyati manavah. Dharmatah, a person who is living, a responsible person, is supposed to be relieving himself of this burden. Before he leaves this world, if he leaves this on somebody else, then that person will curse. Chala gaya itna bojha dal ke. The previous government did all this nonsense. Passed stool and left. Now I have to clean up the stool. Sometimes people say like that. So, etani tu yatha kalam, in due course of time, if this is not fulfilled, yo na buddhyati manavah, one who does not fulfill this, natasya lokaha santiti dharmavadbhi pratishthitam. So, natasya lokaha santiti. Forget about spiritual world. You won't even achieve a higher realm. This is expected. Yajnais tu devan. So, devarana. How do you fulfill devarana? You are taking sun from the sunlight. Do you pay the bill? If you don't pay, suddenly this account is closed because I did not pay. Phone bill, electricity bill, water bill. You don't pay, it's cut off. So much water we are taking from the devatas. So much sunlight, so much air. You don't have a meter attached to your nose. And Vayudev sends his bill. Imagine sunlight, every time you saw the sun, bill bharnaya. How much we are consuming, how much we are regularly walking on Mother Earth, passing stool and urine on her. So there are so many demigods we are indebted to. So yajna is tu, by performing yajna, we are fulfilling that debt. Then, yajnaistu devan preenati swadhyaya tapasa munin rishi yajna. For any knowledge, material or spiritual, to come to us, so many people have sacrificed their lives to bring it to our level. Somebody has preserved it. Somebody has communicated it. Somebody has taught it. No knowledge has come to us. We did not imagine rediscovering the wheel, everything. Imagine discovering the bulb in one lifetime. First of all, to go to school itself, half of the life is gone. After that, to rediscover everything. That fellow, he did not give that knowledge. And he died. Everything you have to rediscover. Everything. How to make this one thing? We are indebted to so many carpenters who must have thought, "Arey, aisa kyun nahi bana sakte?" Can you imagine? This is not separated. It can't be separated. So it's one piece of wood and something is amazing. So somebody must have thought about it, shared it with his son and died. That follows him. That's how it has come to us. Rishi Rina means all the rishis. What to speak of transcendental knowledge? Even material knowledge we should be indebted to. So that is the debt we pay. How? He says, swadhyaya tapasa. First of all, take advantage of that knowledge. Learn that knowledge. Then understand it. Then apply it. And share it before you leave. It's like a relay race. Yajna is a relay race. Somebody ran and handed us the baton. As soon as the baton comes, the whole world is looking at you. So many people have run to give you the baton. Now there's a great expectation. That's the responsibility that has fallen on us. Now it's our responsibility to run to the best of our ability and hand it to the next person. I did it. Really, a responsible and civilized person feels relieved when he sees, wow, I did my responsibility. Now I've given birth to the child and I've given him all the values that I value in my life. Now I can relax in peace. Now I can depart peacefully. Otherwise, that is left. This person is useless. What can I do? How will everything will go on? This is a kind of burden. It falls heavy on a person who actually understands this. And swadhyaya tapasa. Tapasa means to sincerely apply it. And the tapasya to share it with everyone. Putrehi shraddhehi pitrushchapi. By producing children and performing shraddha, your pitrurun is cleared. And andrushamsena manava. Oh, we are indebted to our relatives, our friends, and the society, and the conductors, and the drivers, and the pilots, and the carpenters and the plumbers, everything. You may say, I pay back, Baba. You may pay, but you know that knowledge has come. So, how do you do that? Dayapurna bartav dwara manushyon ko santusht karta hai. By very, very carefully dealing. Therefore, there is panchamaha yagya, deva yagya, rishi yagya, pitri yagya, bhuta yagya, nru yagya. Yagya means these are our way of fulfilling that debt and clearing before leaving. Otherwise, we are burdened. What is Atithi Yagya? It's amazing. Such a, you know, maybe our guest reception department should, we should have this. It says, Chakshuhu Dadhyat, Mano Dadhyat, Vacham Dadhyat Sundatam, Anuvraje Upasita, Sa Yagya Pancha Dakshina. Atithi Yagya has five parts. First is Chakshuhu Dadhyat. Dakshina, you have to offer to the guest your eyes. What does that mean? Chakshuhu dadya, you have to offer your eyes. That means, look at him in a very pleasing way. Don't look at him. Ah, gaya, suve suve. To a atithi, when we look, there is a hell, which is meant for those who glare at their untimely guests, atithi, without, you know, information they come, and you look at them, samajh mein nahi aata ki itna bhi. How insensitive a person can. So, chakshuhu dadhyat, atithi ko netra de, use prem bhari drishti se dekhe. Austerity, isn't it? But that's austerity. It's an austerity. But we have to do it, that Tapo divyam putraka. This life is only meant for tapasya, for purification. A life of indulgence, a life of freedom is unknown to a civilized human being. It's a life of responsibility. So chakshuhu dadhyat, then mano dadhyat, man se hit chintan kare. In the mind you are thinking. Mano dadhyat. Of course, simultaneously the atithi is also some responsibilities. It is described, yeah. The amazing thing about this, you know, Vedic literature, they tell the brahmanas, you know, they tell everyone, if you don't respect the brahmana, you will go to hell. If you have to respect the brahmana should be worshipped, the brahmana should be respected, brahmana should be offered all kinds of worship. And Brahmana should be given profuse charity. Everyone likes to be a Brahmana, isn't it? If you read the second part, who is a Brahmana? People say, bhaiya, worship nahi hoga, chalega, Brahman nahi ban. So many expectations on a Brahmana. You cannot take a single pie extra. Otherwise, you will go to darker hell than the fellow who doesn't give and he goes there. So you are told, atithi ko seva karo, atithi. And atithi has been told, 3 din se jyada rehne ka nahi. That's why Yudhishthir asks Arjun, when Arjun comes back from Dwarka very morose, one of the reasons, did your hosts disrespect you because overstay in your host's place? Just see, it's culture. It's the amazing part of the Vedic culture is, it speaks about the responsibilities of everyone. And simultaneously, when everyone is responsible, then it's a spiritual world. Everyone knows their responsibilities, their limits, their rights, their duties. Everyone wants to know their rights, but what about the duties? So the atithi is told, don't take the atithya for granted. To understand, they may have to having so much of difficulties to extend themselves out of civil, you know, as a civilized behavior. Taking undue advantage of that is insensitivity. When that is there, mutual respect, mutual this kind of thing, it creates such a wonderful atmosphere. Truly, that's what a Vaishnava society is all about. Each one understands, each one is sensitive to the expectations of others. It is so easy to see about oneself, you know. Generally, that is their tendency. At least many of devotees, including me, we develop one special mystic power when we come to Krishna consciousness. And what is that mystic power? Instant judgment about the whole world. Who is who? What is their intention? What is wrong? Clear. This is it. We pass judgment. And the another aspect of that is amazingly oblivious to other judgment about us. Absolutely. They don't understand. They are always like that. They are envious. They are foolish. They are egoistic. It's amazing. That is the asuric mental. That's the ego. Ravana, his well-wishers were telling him, hey, Mandodari, she is one of the most chaste ladies. She was telling so wonderfully, so, you know, nicely to Ravana. Vibhishan, the only well-wisher of this man in the whole, he is telling, hey, come on. It's amazing how Ravana just could, he said, you're foolish, you're envious, you're this and that, he just couldn't see. Isn't it amazing? Sometimes we wonder, we quote this, sometimes we take lessons, 13 people told Ravana, genuine well-wishers, told him such good advice. What is this ungratefulness? Here we see Banasura is ungrateful. How does ungrateful, ungrateful? Ingratitude is the right word? Dictionary word? Okay. Ingratitude. How does it come? Bhurijan Prabhu was making a very nice presentation. He was telling, born of humility is dependence. And born of dependence is gratitude. How is humility born? Humility is born out of knowledge. Real knowledge, tattvataha. If you know the siddhanta tattvataha, you have to be humble. How? If you really knew what is the living entity, know the jiva tattva, tattvataha. What is the soul? 1/10,000, the tip of the hair. If you know Krishna, tattvataha, how can you be proud? How can you be feeling that, you know, Krishna says, I am the strength of the strong. I am the intelligence of the intelligence. I am the endeavor in man. If you know the living entity, tattvataha, if you know Krishna, tattvataha, if you know Maya, tattvataha, then, as when you know the reality, reality brings you to your knees. Humble. A person becomes very humble. But when he is clouded and he is not able to see things, then the false ego covers over. It's like a curtain. You can't see anything on the other side. And born of reality is humility. Reality is, we realize how insignificant we are. What is jiva? Insignificant. And born of humility is dependence. We know we are dependent on so many things. And born out of that dependence, anything who has done anything for at any time, to any degree, we are grateful. We are naturally very grateful. And born of gratitude is appreciation. We appreciate so much of mercy. And born of that appreciation is respect. And when a person is genuinely respecting, how can a person be offensive? A person cannot be offensive. See, it boils down to lack of understanding the truth. Ah, but, as very beautifully our Radhika Vallabh Prabhu brought out yesterday, was quoting Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. What is Sahajiya? Sahajiya means to expect the salary without doing the work. You want deep realization like that. We don't want the tapasya. We want to have deep connection to Krishna. Krishna, come. He should come. Yes, sir. You called me? Yes, Krishna, I am your servant. I just wanted to tell you. Go back. So, it's amazing how we can get, kind of completely covered over. And forget all that benedictions that have been received in the process. I think recently Gaurgopal Prabhu was quoting Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Sometimes, the husband and wife difficulties. So a couple came to him and both had a complaint. And they were having very difficulty and about to kind of separate. And so the Prabhu spoke first and he said, Maharaj, she doesn't respect me. And the wife, tumhara kya, she doesn't understand me. Finish. Both have clearly passed judgment. They said, "Acha, can you please explain exactly why you feel she does not respect?" Maharaj, when a loaf of bread is brought, she gives me the last part, which has that brownish sun, beech wala sab chala jata hai, wo last to idhar ka aur idhar ka, this itself she always gives me. The crumbs she throws at me, the breadwinner, I am disgusted. And Maharaj looked at her, so what do you have to say about it? Yes, what he's telling is right. Yes, Maharaj. So really, why? We are from Italy. And in Italy, the two sides are considered the best part of the bread. You go and so in Italy, the cream, real guest, worshipable guest is given the last two sides, because that on which you do all that, that's like, people fight for it. As children, we would fight for it. And that's what I am offering. And actually, it was confirmed later that that's what they do in Italy. And then he told the husband, so did you express it any time? No. Did you express it? So, what a major judgment. But what was it about? A small incident. Oh, bread ka idhar ka tukda nahi dete, udhar ka tukda. Did you ever clarify? No, I took it for granted. Aisa kaisa tukda dena matlab, America mein ye dena matlab aisa. Theek hai, wo American culture se aaya hai wo. Tum Italian se aaiye. So then, it seems he gave a wonderful example. He said a devotee or a person, a cultured person has to be like a stork. What do you call it? Bagula. Crane. Not the machinery crane. The crane, the bird. He said the crane has a very special quality. It stands on a shallow water of the river with one foot, Deep meditation. That's why they call it Bagla Bhagat. It stands as if, like a painting on the wall, but what it is focusing on the fish. Everyone is thinking, kya dhyan lagaya hai? Kis pe? Machli pe. So when you are sitting like this, meditating and thinking of sense gratification, that is called as bagla bhagat. Bhagat hai, dhyan bhi hai. Kis pe dhyan kar raha hai? Jhayato vishayan punsa sangasteshu. Anyway, this crane is difficult, different example. It should be like a crane. And the crane stands. And sometimes very little tiny fish go by. Jau de. Chota chota chi. Jaane do. Then little extra, little big, that comes. Not really worth it. Jaane do. Ye mere ko. It's not even like a pickle. Jaane do. Then medium sized fish come. That also. Only when the big fish comes, grab it. So similarly, small things, it's not worth it. But something, a major way of deposit, grab that opportunity. A way to deposit our affection, our love, grab it. And other small things, neglect it. And then, you know, in relationships, in any kind of relationship, any kind of sustained relationship, it is only possible when there are few ingredients on both sides. Both the parties, win-win. Humility, takes a lot of humility to sustain a relationship. To accept, okay, this is my fault, okay. And the other side also say, that was wrong, right. Tolerance. Every one of us have our nature, which has an advantage as a disadvantage also. Every nature, every skill, every kind of art we have has an advantage and it can be potentially disadvantage. So we have to tolerate. Third is patience. Giving others an opportunity to reform and change. And fourth is forgiveness. How can we go in front of the Lord and say, Krishna, in 84 lakh species of life, whatever I have done, you should forgive me. But I can't forgive this rascal. Because he looked at me in a very funny way the other day. Or he put Mahaprasad from 3.5 feet like a beggar on my plate. I cannot forgive him. Impossible. But Krishna, 84 lakh species, whatever I have done, you are Saragrahi. And all this is possible when there is gratitude. Grateful for all that investment that has gone behind a relationship. So, we find in this particular incident that we can relate it. How is he so foolish? He has 1,000 hands. What an asset, isn't it? What an asset if you had 1,000 hands. Can you imagine? But the same 1,000 hands can be a great problem if the heart is not properly situated. Hand is wonderful. Eyes are wonderful. If he had so many eyes, Indra had so many eyes, it was helpful to see Lord Chaitanya. Not otherwise. So, in and of itself, anything or any situation can become a curse or can become a benediction. It all depends upon the attitude. And the amazing thing about this is, as it says, he was Bali Maharaj's son. He was generous, intelligent, truthful and firm in his vows. All this he had. But why is put under Banasura? Why is put under Asura? There was recently a question about morality and spirituality. A moral person need not be spiritual. You can be moral without being spiritual, but you cannot be spiritual without being moral. Because the perfection of morality is spirituality. Prabhupada explains in his founder, BTG founder, standard morality. Morality is the standard of activity by which the supreme authority is satisfied. This is the definition he says. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir, Dhruvanitir. This is standard morality. Absolute morality is the standard of activity by which the supreme authority is satisfied. Now generally, just because we have become Vaishnavas, sometimes we think we are beyond morality. No. If somebody is a PUC or a BSc or MSc, we presume he knows the 10 standard syllabus. It's understood. When can morality be compromised? When morality goes against the spirituality, then morality can be compromised. Otherwise, one is expected to be moral. Only once Bali Maharaj disregarded his guru. It's not that he totally rejected his guru. Only one time his decision he disregarded, when he said, show your principle of this against Vamande. I said, nonsense. Sarvadharman Parityajya. Then I do Sarvadharman Parityajya. Not that 24 hours, Shukracharya said, don't drink coffee. I don't listen to you. He follow. He was so grateful to Shukracharya because he brought him back to life. Bali was what he was because of help of Shukracharya. Only once in his lifetime when he asked him to do something against, that's why he became a Mahajan. Because at that time, he followed the path of the Mahajan, his grandfather Prahlad. Only once did Yudhishthir Maharaj tell a lie, and that too only when Krishna told him. It's not that he was using this excuse. It's amazing. Never once did Yudhishthir feel Dhritarashtra that he was a burden. In fact, Dhritarashtra, when Vidura told him to get out, Dhritarashtra told him, how can I tell Yudhishthir will feel bad? Yudhishthir respects me so much, he'll feel bad. You tell him it's not a problem, Vidura had to really push him. That even after the war, this is after the war. For 3.5 years, Dhritarashtra lived in the palace. Can you imagine? And still never did Yudhishthir make him feel like that. Bhima, of course, gave him a piece of his mind. And so Vaishnavism has very manifold facets. That's what variety is all about. Amazing, Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So everyone had... He was a great Vaishnava. But he had a wonderful way of dealing. His own flavor. But the amazing part is this. So this understanding of expectations like that. when this is properly balanced, then you actually see this wonderfully coming up. Okay, I think we'll stop here if there are any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. This is regarding Bali Maharaj. When Shukracharya tells him that he is Lord Vishnu, so Bali Maharaj says that even if he is our enemy Vishnu, but because he has come in the form of a Brahmana, so I will give him charity. So it appears that he was not surrendering to Lord Vishnu, but he was just keeping his word of honor as a king, was following duty of... So what made him a Mahajan? I want to know. he clearly tells that he might be our enemy Vishnu. That word he uses there.
He also says one thing. He says Dadichi. Dadichi, by giving his life, he became immortal. You know? He quotes that. And he said, a liar becomes a burden to Mother Earth. So it's not just, why had he taken this principle? He actually went to the essence of that principle. It's amazing, when Indra came to fight with him and he raised his flag, all were wanting to fight, take advantage of Indra's very weak position, maadalo. No, he's showing a white flag, let's pray. So Bali was. Even when Bali attacked Indra, he said, just Indra, by seeing the potency and the effulgence of Bali Maharaj, he went and told Brihaspati, he said, yeah, he's being favored, he's blessed by the Brahmanas. There's nothing you can do, just hide, get away from here. Just they changed their forms and flew away from there. So, the point here is, on that sense, he had heard. And keeping that in mind, the higher principle, what is advancement? When you give up a lower principle for a higher principle, that is progress. And what is degradation? For a lower principle, if you sacrifice a higher principle, then it becomes degradation for that particular situation. When the gopis gave up, you know, their household and ran, for whom were they doing? When Krishna called, when did the Pandavas, for a life they never did anything, except when Krishna told, they did it. Whether it is Arjuna killing Karna, Bhima hitting Duryodhan under the belt, so to say, and Yudhishthir telling a lie, he would never, and that's why Drona believed him. He knew. Bhima told this. He didn't bother. Oh, kabhi bol deta hun. Kuch na kuch bhi bolta. Everyone knew Bhima. But only when Yudhishthir said, hey, yes, I think it's all right. So only when Krishna requested, you yourself are telling is Vishnu. And Vishnu, that's what you're supposed to be doing it. Surrendering him. So that's the time. That decision made him instantly a Mahajan. Mahajano ye na gatah sa pantha. Because he followed the Mahajan, he became a Mahajan. Any other? Yeah? Yeah. Can you pass the mic there?
Hari Bol, Prabhuji, thank you very much, nicely explaining burden and the gratefulness. And you mentioned the two qualities, how we should welcome the guest. And you said but five, but I want to know other three. And also I want to know the responsibilities of the host and as well as the guest. Please.
Oh, I should do research. I go always as guest, so I like this very much. I should find out about. So, he says, Chakshuh dadhyat, atithi ko netra de, use prem bhari drishti se dekhe. Mano dadhyat, man de, man se hit chintan kare. Then, vacham dadhyat, vacham, vacham means madhur vani pradan kare. Satyam, priyam aur hit, satya priya aur hit ki baat kare. Then, anuvrajit. Anuvrajit means, jab vah jane lage, tab kuch dur tak uske piche piche jaye. Na ki jaisa gaya, darwaja. Sometimes it happens, leave at least till the gate. Not till the bus stop, at least, not till the airport, but at least till. Carry his suitcase if possible. Next, jab tak, then he says, upasita. Upasita means, jab tak ghar par rahe, tab tak uske paas baithe. What does it mean? Uski seva mein laga rahe. I mean, be aware that a person is there, he's in a strange place, so his needs are properly met. Do you want something? Hot water, cold water? Towel hai na? Tilak hai na? Nahi laya. Nahi, aise aa gaya, bus stop se aa gaya, aapka ghar paas mein tha. So, being aware that this person has come and it's a new place or whatever, he may not know, make him feel at home and be there. Just don't, you know, breathe on his neck 24. Abhi aaye, aap thoda jayenge to main relax karunga. Sometimes, you know, over concern is also not good. It's a way, you know, once in a way, just to, it's a fact. Sometimes, you know, when guests come for a, it's when, like for marriage, sometimes for marriage, I've seen in my relations, marriage, you know, hundreds of people come, all their lodging. The host would personally, at least once in a day, go visit them and just inquire. Though he has arranged facilities, personally he would go and inquire. Matlab, sab theek hai na? Matlab, kuch asuvidha tu nahi hua? Nahi, sab theek hai, sab theek hai. Nahi, bataiye ha, kuch bolo. Nahi. So these are the five things. What is the other question you said? Etiquettes of the guest. That I will do research and... There are. Mahabharata has everything. One thing is, it will never give topsy-turvy picture. One not, as soon as this is given, somewhere you will find the other side also. Just like in yoga, if you have a forward bending, always there should be a backward bending exercise before you complete the exercise. If you only do forward and, you know, end up like this, for every three backward forward bending exercise, there is always some backward bending to balance. So he's always balanced. He speaks about glorifying the Brahmanas, just like Guru. Guru, 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 Guru. So much glorification of Guru. Another place it says, who is fit to have Guru? A guru is a guru. If he is not properly, you know, responsibility is a guru. When you hear that, it's like king. King has to be respected. But when you hear, he takes 1/6 of all the sinful reactions. So 10 times you think before taking that position. So rights, immediately the responsibility is also. That's proper balance. So I'll come back to you if I find it. I'll remember. Yes, three minutes to go.
Yeah.
One of my New Year resolution is to stop the class in time.
So thank you, Prabhuji, for reminding us of the Pitru Runa and, you know, different debts that we have.
By the way, when I told this to my elder sister, she said, "Tera Pitru Runa ka kya hua?" I said, I explained it to the wrong person. Tere bache? But at that time I was looking after the orphanage. I said, 50 bache hamare.
So in the day-to-day life we have different kinds of responsibilities and you know, the different debts that needed to be paid. But we hear that, you know, the Devarshi Buddhapta verse that, you know, by serving Krishna, all the debts are paid. And also the Yathatarur Mulanishechanena, by serving the root, all the leaves get water. But on the plea of these verses, one may try to escape other responsibilities. So how do we present Krishna consciousness in a such a way that one prioritizes Krishna conscious responsibilities over others, but at the same time one doesn't escape other responsibilities?
Amazing, you know, there is a different levels of understanding. Like for example, it is said one should, a head of the household should eat amrit, only amrit he should eat. And you know what amrita means? Vighasashi bhavet tasmad nityam chamrita bhojanaha. Vighaso bhukta shesham tu yagya shesham tathamritam. Grahast manushya pratidin vighas evang amrit bhojan kare. घर के सब लोगों के भोजन कर लेने पर जो अन्न शेष रह जाए वो विघस कहते हैं तथा बलि वैष्णोदेव से बचे हुए अन्न का नाम अमृत है. दैट मीन्स द होस्ट कैनॉट ईट समथिंग दैट एवरी वन एल्स इन द हाउस होल्ड इज नॉट ऑफर्ड. कैन यू इमेजिन दिस इज यज्ञ शिष्टा. इट्स परफेक्शन इज वेन यू ऑफर टू कृष्णा. बट ऑन ए धर्म लेवल, धर्मार्थ काम लेवल, दिस इज एक्सपेक्टेड. कैन इमेजिन द हाउस होल्ड देर आर सो मेनी पीपल एंड यू आर जस्ट ईटिंग एंड ऑल अदर्स आर लुकिंग एट यू. आई एम द हेड ऑफ द हाउस होल्ड. हाँ बाय द वे, पहले हेड बाद में टेल. द्रौपदी इज डिस्क्राइब्ड, शी वुड फीड एवरी वन एंड लास्ट शी वुड टेक. Because after that it would not produce. It's not because of that. Not that the condition hai, mai khane ke baad kuch nahi bachega. Not like that. As a household person, she would do that. In Niti Shastra, it also says, if you get a special item, you must share it. Recently, Gaur Gopal Prabhu came from London and he gave me a special carob. Kind of a, not a cake, but very wonderful sweet. Just as I was coming down for lunch. This was after, you know, like second batch, you know, or 1 o'clock. So I took it and placed it on my plate. And I said, wow, this I'm going to eat. And I came down and I was sitting and 3-4 others came and sat down. Next to me, and they were just, it's not that they saw it and came. they just came, you know, like, Hari Bol Prabhuji, and then they were sitting in line, and I was eating the other stuff, and that thing was conspicuous by its color, you know, special color. And I was keeping it for the last, you know, Madhureena Samapayet. Then I had eaten also. Actually, after I started eating, they all came and sat down. So I said, "Arey, jhootha ho gaya plate. Kaise de sakte hain? Nahi de sakte hain. Dharm sankat. This is called dharm sankat. Nahi diya to taklif. Diya to taklif. You are giving your remnants. No. I was in two minds, but I was eating. But you know, I was feeling little uncomfortable. And at the end." Suddenly I said, because it was not touched, that part of the plate was not still touched. So I said, hey Prabhuji, thoda thoda le lo. So immediately the devotee took. And the other three also, you know, I gave. And they said, oh, main dekh raha tha, wohi dekh raha tha. Bahut achha hai. That's why it is said, when you serve, you are not supposed to do pankti bhed. Pankti bhed, suppose a very senior person or even a great person is sitting. I remember one time I went to Mira Road. His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj had come. And we had all gone along with him. So because like their guru was there, so they had made so many items. So they were serving him. And he looked and sabko daliye? Nahi Maharaj, thoda hi banaya. जितना है उतना ही सबको बांटिए. देन ही मेड ए वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट. अगर मुझे सम्मान देना है तो आप सोने की थाली दीजिए, पर थाली के अंदर जो डालते हैं सबको सम्मान डालिए. इफ यू वांट टू गिव रेस्पेक्ट यू पुट सिल्वर प्लेट, गोल्डन प्लेट, व्हाटएवर. एस्पेशली इफ यू आर सिटिंग इन अ ग्रुप. दैट आई मीन these things doesn't have to be told, they have to be told to children. Right? This is humanity, this is not morality, this is humanity. And this is what Mahabharata teaches. But just because we have come to Bhagavatam straight away, we think we are on the Bhagavatam platform. That is the problem. You know? And people wonder, philosophy to first class hai. But spirituality is there, but morality kidhar hai? That's what puts off people. They are impressed by our philosophy, absolutely no doubt. No question, we can you know, defeat anyone and everyone with our philosophy. But what puts off people when they come closer, inspired by the philosophy, they expect basic, you know, human, as a human being, you know. Sometimes, like for example, as a fanatic, we disregard everyone's views, whether it is parents, whether it is relatives, whether it is society. Now, well, they may not understand the philosophy, but what they are seeing is a basic behavior, basic expectation. And sometimes it's amazing. They tell us something that their expectation is, anyone outside should be doing it. Then we are not able to see that. We are justifying with our pure devotional service. So, as I said, morality, you can be moral, you can be moral without being spiritual. But you can't be spiritual without being moral. Huh. Thus morality can be sidelined only when it is totally opposite of the spiritual principles. Actually, it should be given up. When we advance, only a person who has fully practiced morality in its proper sense can, when it is confronting or conflicting with the higher principles, can give it up. Only when it is conflicting. That is how Vibhishan is glorified, even though he rejected his brother. That is why Bharat is glorified, even though he rejected his mother, or Prahlad, even though he was very respectful, but he rejected to disobeying these people. Why? Because it went against the very grain of the essence of morality. The perfection of morality, morality in its ultimate sense, is true spirituality. That's why Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam. For coming to me, taking shelter of me, if you are giving it up. But then it becomes a good excuse for us to justify our limitations and shortcomings. We package it in terms of, we anyway didn't like to obey our seniors. Now we have a good excuse. They are non-devotees, I am a devotee. So easy. But what is expected of a devotee? Sometimes I really feel this dress to be a big burden. There are two types of burden, by the way. The beast, the burden of the beast and the burden of love. The burden of beast is like ass carrying the burden. That's what Banasur felt, his hands were. But another burden is a burden of love. The burden can be followed because of fear. What will society say? That is the lowest motivation for the burden of, to follow the response. Responsibility means burden. Responsibility is burden. Nobody likes burden, but we do it nevertheless. Higher than that is gain. If you do your responsibility, a higher realm awaits you. That's good, that's why I'll do it. Higher than that gain is a sense of duty. Kartavya buddhi. I may not like it, it may not be my cup of tea, but if that is what is expected of me, I'll do it nevertheless. And that's why today people justify anything? Because God has gone away. Because spirituality has gone away, superficial morality attracts people, so-called morality attracts people, and when that morality is not seen in the so-called followers of spirituality, it gives them better justification. Dekha. Dekha liya kanti tilak, kar dekho, vyavahar dekho inka. Isi liya maine Hare Krishna, main taang diya ho mere mala ko. Kitne saal se? 8 saal se. Kyun? Usne aisa kiya. Par tune kya kiya itna samajhne ke baad? So, they get good excuse both ways. So it's a big responsibility actually. So, burden of love, and higher than that is duty. Higher than duty is love. And the burden of love, there is no demand, but there is expectation. Oh, so much has been done. Like Prabhupada, he carried the burden of an international society. Can you imagine? He was active and dynamic than practically most of his teenage and young disciples, because that burden was on his head. I have to finish this, I have to finish this, I have to finish this job which has been given by my Guru Maharaj. So in that love, automatically fear comes. Within love is contained fear. Fear of displeasing the beloved. What is the gain? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. The gain is, if my beloved is pleased, then that's my satisfaction. And what is the duty? So much has been given. Can't I do this much? So within love, actually, I remember one time I was standing in a queue to buy a ticket for the train. When I joined the queue, I was 43rd or something, 50th person. And then the queue moved and moved, and about half an hour it came near the window. Almost like three persons in front of me. And suddenly another devotee came and he said, Prabhuji, mere ko bhi ek ticket le lo na. I looked behind. Dharam Sankat. Devotee, a Vaishnava Aparad. In fact, I wanted to tell him, tu yahan khada ho ja, mai piche ja ke phir se line mein khada ho. Mera bahut time hai, program late bhi hoga chalega. But then, no, Prabhuji, aisa mat, aap le liye sir. So, mere liye, chalta hai Prabhuji, le liye. And one person went, two person, third person went. And when I placed it on the window and I said, do ticket. The fellow next to me was listening. He was waiting. As soon as I said, do ticket, and I took it, he looked at me, Maharaj, आपसे मैं अपेक्षा नहीं किया था. महाराज, हम लोग हमेशा करते हैं, आपसे अपेक्षा नहीं की. सत्स्वरूप महाराज ऑल्सो वेरी हम्बली राइट्स इन हिज डायरी वैष्णव बिहेवियर, वैष्णव कंपैशन. ही राइट्स हिज ओन एग्जाम्पल, है ना. He said, in a flight, he was eager to get down and, you know, go for something. And so, in his eagerness to get the cab quickly and all that, he got, and one old lady was kind of, he brushed aside and he looked, you too? She just said, you too? He said, oh. So there's a big burden. Big burden. We like it, isn't it, to be called a Vaishnava. Tilak Kanthimala, Vaishnava. But if we really knew what it means, we will think 10 times before putting on the tilak. Really. Sometimes I wonder, did I change kar du kya color? I mean, in the sense, because the expectations, especially, you know, the position, in that sense, sometimes you feel, you know, am I living up to it? How much is expectation from the society and not lived up to them? Then, if you are not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. So, it's, and that doesn't mean we justify. That is why, na rahega baas na rahega, isiliye maine bhakti chhod diya. No, there is no option. So the option is, the one time I remember I wrote my offering to Prabhupada. I said, please, please Srila Prabhupada. Only 2-line offering. The offering was, please Srila Prabhupada, give me the courage and the humility to accept what I am. It takes tremendous courage and tremendous humility to accept our insignificance. Which means you really have to remove the false ego. And it is very difficult to digest. The reality, very bitter many times. So I said, give me the courage and give me the humility to accept what I am. And I said, give me the intelligence and the strength not to remain where I am. We have to pray for that intelligence and we have to pray for the strength. Anyone can justify. Therefore, Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. Therefore, I can do anything. No? Because anyway, I am most fallen. What are you doing about it? When Prabhupada was told by a devotee, I am most fallen, that is everyone knows. You don't have to declare it. Everyone knows it. That's why you have come here. What are you doing about it? So, trying to go up, trying to, that burden is a burden of love. That should be a burden on our head. That is a very good burden. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains three types of burden. The burden of a husband on the wife. The burden of a child for the mother. And the burden of money for a businessman. It's a pleasant burden, na? Aapko 10 crore de raha hoon main. Aapko vajan nahi hoga. Nahi, uthaunga na main. Business karne hi aaya hoon. Nahi, par 10 crore. Main utha ke chalo. Nahi, nahi, main khud utha lunga. So there is no burden for a businessman. More money means no problem. Sweet burden. Sometimes a child is very chubby, you know. The mother has to carry. And for a maid servant, itna mota hai. Char din isko bhooka rakhna padega. But mother sees it, ooh, chubby, very nice. I'm very happy. Though it's very burdensome, it's a pleasurable burden. You know, she's very happy to see him healthy, eating nicely, and, you know, chubby cheeks, dimple chin. So that is the burden of love. We're happy, but it should weigh down. Oh, how much more to do? That means we have to little become strong. We have to pray for the strength, not that the burden goes away. But we pray for the strength and the intelligence to hold the burden. And that's an expression of our love for what we have received. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.